Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sachin Tendulkar scored 38 unbeaten runs and will begin day two of the second test between India and the West Indies in Mumbai at the crease after India utterly dominated the opening day. Playing his 200th and final test, Tendulkar received a guard of honour before embarking on a typically fluent innings to guide India to stumps on 157 for 2. They had earlier dismissed the West Indies for just 182, Pragyan Ojha taking 5 for 50, Ravi Chandran Ashwin 3 for 45 and Bhuvneshwar Kumar snapping up his maiden test wicket. Kieran Powell top scored with 48 in a dismal batting display by the tourists, which did them little credit, although it did at least allow the Mumbai fans to see Tendulkar bat earlier than they might have imagined. England's batsmen followed up a good effort by their bowlers on day two of their tour game against a Cricket Australia Invitational 11 in Sydney to close just 2 runs behind. Stephen Finn returned figures of 5 for 103 and Stuart Broad 4 for 37 to dismiss the Invitational 11 for 304. And thanks to half centuries by Alistair Cook, Jonathan Trott and Kevin Peterson, England closed on 302 for 5. Runs for Peterson will be particularly pleasing for England after he travelled to Melbourne prior to this game for a cortisone injection in his troublesome right knee. Sri Lanka have named an unchanged 16-man squad for the third and final one-day international against New Zealand in Dambulla tomorrow. The opening match was washed out due to rain in Hambantota before New Zealand produced a remarkable late charge to score 32 runs in the final 2 overs to win a rain-shortened second match and go 1-0 up in the series. India's Dawal Kulkarni has been ruled out of the 3-match one-day international series against the West Indies and replaced by Ranganath Vinay Kumar. Kulkarni had been called up to the squad for the first time ahead of the 3 matches between the 21st and 27th of November, but will now miss out due to a foot injury. Vinay Kumar was originally left out of the squad following the 3-2 series defeat to Australia, but is back after the selectors decided against any new call-ups.